it's not exactly a highly watched market out there, but it also is a market that doesn't like to move much at all. So whenever we do see movement there, especially when it's to the downside, it's something to pay attention to. That market is the Euro-Swiss cross rate, and on Thursday, Euro-Swiss has tripled its average daily range and has sunk to its lowest level since February. The Swiss franc is a safe haven currency that tries to fight against that safe haven demand at every turn. So when we see the Swiss franc rallying despite all of the central bank opposition, we know the safe haven flow must be real out there. U.S. equity futures have come under intense pressure on Thursday, and the dollar has been broadly bid. A lot of this price action is being chalked up to concerns about second half global growth, particularly at a time when the Delta variant is wreaking havoc with so many countries seeing upticks in cases. Of course, adding insult to injury is already very exhausted monetary policy and government stimulus tools and a super extended U.S. stock market that has been looking for any excuse to roll over. As far as risk for the remainder of the day goes, the market will be monitoring the bigger picture themes while digesting the latest ECB minutes and U.S. initial jobless claims. That's all for now.